This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Mishmaro Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Samach Dalet, Sif Gimel. Ta'a bein Parsha leParsha. You made a mistake between Parshias. Shehu yoideya shesiyim Parsha. You know you finished a Parsha. Ve'eni adem rishonim shnia. You don't know if it was the first or the second. Chayzer leParsha rishona. You go back to the first Parsha. V'yascha v'hayim shamaya. In other words, you made a mistake between one Parsha and another. You know you finished one, and you're not sure, did I finish the first one or the second one? You know, it's actually not as uncommon as you think. It's actually pretty common. Especially, we'll see about getting confused between the first Uchsavtam and the second Uchsavtam. So, if you know you finished one, you don't know if you finished two, you go back to the first one and you start with V'hayim Shemaya. It says, Mishnah Rav Eni Yadeo, Mai Rishin Ezecha Klau Shum Teva Shum Parsha Shniyah. You have no memory of saying not even one word of the second parsha. V'gamar Shadayin Lehizchot Tevas V'yomer. You also didn't start V'yomer. Dim Acher Shizcha V'yomer, Ola Le'asafik Alibay, Talinon, we say, Dim Estama Amar Gam Parsha Shniyah Kfi Hargeloi. If you got up to V'yomer, we say the reason you said Vayomer is probably because that's where you were up to. Once the word Vayomer came out of your mouth, we say you probably said the second Parsha. Siv Dalad. Siv Dalad.
The Sofek is, it went the first or the second. Because you started the third doesn't mean I was in the second, could be I got confused in the first,
so
I got confused in the second.
In other words, it seems like the mouth has a certain chazaka that it would come to say Vayomer after saying Leman Yirbu Yumechem. In other words, Leman Yirbu Yumechem, Yimei Benechem Aladim Hashem, Asher Nishba, Hashem, Lavasim, Kimei Hashamayim, Al Aretz Vayomer. So if you said the word Vayomer, you probably said Al Aretz before that. That's the chazaka.
Even though you're not sure which Uksha'at song
you said. No, that's not really the case. The case is, you know you finished a parsha, you're not sure which one. So once you said the word Vayomer, then we say, the reason you said Vayomer is because you probably just said Al Ha'aretz. Okay, Siv Dalet. Haya oimed be uchsavtam. Ve'ini yadea im be ve uchsavtam she parsha rishayna, im be uchsavtam she parsha shniya. So chayzer leuch savtam shabrishani, you got to go back to the first one. V'hani mili shlo hischel leman yirbu yumechem. That's provided you didn't say leman yirbu. Avlam hischel leman yirbu yumechem ein tzarch lachzer de sirchei nakav asa. You probably just went about your regular business. So once you said the words leman yirbu yumechem, I'm sorry. Once you said the words leman yirbu, then we say, you're up to, you already said the second parsha. So it's very interesting. If you say the words, Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvi sharecha, and we're not sure which one you're up to, you go back to the first. But once you already said the word, Laman Yerbu, so even though you'll ask, well, maybe the guy mistakenly said a Laman Yerbu after the first one. After all, there's no reason for him not to make that mistake. There's no difference in pronunciation. In other words, if a guy doesn't know, did he finish the first or did he finish the second, and he said Vayoymer, so we could say, you would not have said Vayoymer unless you said Kimei HaShemayim Al Ha'aretz. But just because you said Laman Yirbu, well, maybe you said it wrong, right? That's what Rabbi Yeager was asking before. But here it should be a good question. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Oimed v'uchsavtam. V'hadulai amar ukshartam mishum d'yesh hefresh. Du ukshartam arishon hu bekamatz. Meaning, why don't we have a dilemma? The guy knows he said ukshartam, he doesn't know which one. The answer is, there aren't two ukshartams. The first one is ukshartam, and the second one is ukshartem. By the way, it's worthwhile to come to all the Mishnah Berurah Shirim over the last years, just to know that the first one is Ukshartam and the second one is Ukshartem. If you switch it up, I don't think you're Yotzei Kriya Shema, because it means something differently. I'm not sure. Ukshartam is you, Lashon Yachid, Ukshartem is Lashon Rabim. It means something else. I do not think you would be Yotze if you switch them up. So it's worthwhile to be aware that the first one is Ukshartam and the second one is Ukshartem. And that's why we don't have this dilemma. Vasheni hu besego shulash a. The Ukshartam arishon bekama shulashon yachid, vasheni besego shulashon rabim. V'taz kasav oitam. The Taz writes another reason. She'ein derech litois be'emtza'a. It is not typical to make a mistake in the middle. You're not making a mistake with the Ukshartams. Oh, I don't know where I'm up to. Come on, pal. You're 10 seconds into Shema or you're a minute 25. How do you not know already by Ukshartam? Ukhsavtam, then that's at the end of a parsha. There's more time for you to be unsure where you're up to. Okay. It's a little bit longer. Not really, much longer. Shaper yuchalafam and litois. You could make a mistake. The Shema siyam ha-parsha shniyah. Now I tell you, This has happened to me, but not since I've been makbid to do it, you know, from a siddur. If you say Shema from a siddur, also, if you learn the Mishnah Brura, and you know that before you start, you need to be mechavin, to be mechavin the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and to be mechavin omach shamayim, and to accept upon yourself to give up your life al kiddush Hashem, and you're mechavin for the aseres hadibrois in the Kriya Shema, it's unlikely that you would ever come to this mistake. This mistake, although it is common, it is easily avoidable by being medactic in the various dikdukim that there are. Okay. Im hischel. So this is talking about if you already started laman yirbu im hischel rotzalam rav nestapik le'acher kach pen omar halaman yirbu achos savdom shabash rishayna. If you have this question, well, maybe I said laman yirbu after the first uchsavdom afil hachi ein tzarch lach, so you don't have to go back. Demestama omar kafi hahergel. You probably said it based on your custom. Lemer laman yirbu acher uchsavdom shabashnia mikoshkein amatzah atzam teves acheres beemtza parsha. Certainly, if you find yourself in a different word in Mo'ad Parsha, Chazaka Sha'amar Koma Shel Malamiza, there's a status you said everything before, V'lo Yedilek Pasuk Teva. In other words, if you're Mo'ad Shema, you say, hey, did I miss a Pasuk? Did I skip a word? You don't have to worry. Now, what if a person really has a Suffolk? I don't know, did I say the Laman before, after the first one or the second one? So you're not Mechuyiv to go back. Is it better to go back? I guess it depends how real your suffix is. If you find that you have this suffix every day, then you should speak to someone because that's not a healthy concern. But if, let's say, it happened and you really have a concern, would you be allowed to? Yeah, I guess so. You know, it's just you're not required to. Fine.
It's not bringing in what is derisa drabonon.
Well, it definitely Dairaisa, right? It's definitely, I mean, what?
The second parasha?
It's a machlokes, but definitely, we would definitely be machmer al tzafik Dairaisa. It might be a Dairaisa, but the point is, you have a valid chazaka here. A chazaka will work even on a Dairaisa, right? It's a chazaka that would work even in this kind of, even for this this important matter. Okay, Ein Tzarach Lachzar. If you already started Laman Yerbo, you don't have to go back. Kol zek is shikari b'yachid. Avlam hu kariyam at tzibur. If you're saying with the tzibur, v'roya shashel tzibur oinu chsabtem shepashu rishayna oisamach lai. Let's say like this. You said Laman Yerbo, but the shliach tzibur, he's up to the first parsha. So that would seem to indicate that you jumped the gun. Then, yachsul chsabtem shepashu rishayna demucha milsa shita. It's clear you made a mistake. You did not go based on your normal language. Or maybe your normal language has become to do that, which is a big problem. Let's say you're up to Uchsavtam, and you're not sure which one you're up to, so the Shulchan Aruch says you have to go back to the first one. The Pasuk with Shulchan Aruch, the Chazuch Savtam Arishayin, Imroya Shal Shel Tzibur, If you see that the Shel Tzibur and the Tzibur is up to the second one, or around that area, then you'd be allowed to jump the gun. In other words, the halacha is if you're up to Uchsavtim, you don't know which one, then you have to be machmir and go back to the first one. But if you see the Tzibur is up to the second one, you could assume that you're up to the second one as well. For Raglayim Ladavar Iko, it's Raglayim Ladavar. Now, here it's interesting. Very nice Raglayim Ladavar. We're dealing with a Dairaisa. Could you follow a Raglayim Ladavar even on Dairaisa? Yeah, it seems like it's indicative enough. V'dinim Shina Be'ezer Bracha Mikafim Ashatav L'Chachamim. The din of a person deviated in a bracha based on the way the Chachamim were coined the bracha. Shekazim Magen Rambam B'Shem HaRambam Yivayar Amir Tzah Shem B'Shem Samaches. That will be explained further on B'Mishnah Berurah Ayin Sham. Okay. Now what about a guy who usually when the Tzibur is up to the second bracha, the second parsha, he's still lagging behind. So now, could he apply this Mishnah Berurah? Well, I'm not sure which one I'm up to, but the Tzibur's up to the second one. No, you can't do that. The Nemukei Arachayim says, no, you can't do that. I mean, in other words, the Raglayim Ladavar is only if you're a guy who usually keeps up with the Tzibur. You don't keep up with the Tzibur, there's no Raglayim Ladavar. Yeah, we'll hold it over here. We might utilize this week to start getting ahead, because later on in February, there might be I might miss some time. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Sorry. On what?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.